This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Next month, Professor Christina Alcalde will assume the role of Vice President for Institutional Diversity and Inclusion at Miami University. She's originally from Peru and arrives in Oxford from Lexington, where she's been a professor at the University of Kentucky. So what should the campus community expect from this new role? I spoke with Dr. Alcalde earlier. Here is our recorded interview. And joining us now is Christina Alcalde, the incoming Miami University Vice President of Institutional Diversity and Inclusion. Dr. Alcalde, Christina, welcome to our program.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to the conversation.
I'm so glad that you could take some time to chat with us. I want to note that in Miami University's announcement of your hiring, you had a quote included that said that your values, your commitments, and your experiences are, quote, deeply aligned with Miami's very intentional focus on diversity, inclusivity, and engagement. Would you mind telling us a little bit about what you mean by that?
Sure, absolutely. Well, in higher ed overall, you know, we have a history of hundreds and hundreds of years of exclusion, of other isms and other forms of oppression. And it really takes a long time and a lot of intentionality to address those. And throughout the process, interview process and visit process with Miami, one of the things that really stood out to me is the intentionality, is the willingness and desire to transform. And that one thing I could see was that one of the traditions of Miami is to be open to transformation in line with its mission and values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know, during the interview, one of the groups that I met was the academic deans. And afterwards, someone commented that this was the most diverse group of deans in the history of the institution. And I could see that. And it was exciting to see that because I could see how Miami's really putting inclusive excellence into practice. So throughout everything that I've seen so far, I've been excited to be part of an institution that really wants to move forward and that has already done so much. But of course, there's always so much more to do. So I'm excited to join it at this time when I think nationally, too, the conversation in higher ed is turning to this much more. And universities, and in this case, Miami, is really providing a lot of resources and a lot of space and a lot of discussion to make sure that the steps forward really are in line with its mission of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and to really be a model.
Well, let me talk to you about those steps forward, whatever they might be. I'm curious about that because, as you noted, there is a national conversation, particularly in educational institutions and higher education, even more particularly. What would be the next steps? And how do you ensure that the momentum that's behind this movement right now doesn't fade off?
Sure. I think that's such an excellent question for all of us because during this time, universities have been wonderful in issuing anti-racist statements and anti-oppression statements in many ways. But really, the challenge is now moving forward as to what we're going to do to actually make sure that those commitments are there moving forward, and change is slow. So it's not going to happen overnight. So in this case, you know, one of the first things that I'm really excited about doing is learning more about everything that's already happening there. Over the last year, there's been a task force at Miami. They have over 44 recommendations. And a lot of things have already started happening. So I'm interested in seeing how I can support those, how I can connect those, and then moving forward, what else there is. Because, you know, the role of a senior level cabinet position in diversity is fairly new in higher education. At Miami, there have been two individuals in this position, so I'm very grateful to them. And one of the wonderful things about this, I think, is that it provides an opportunity to really imagine and think outside the box, because chief diversity officers, vice presidents for diversity and inclusion, really it's a position that's only started in the last 20 or so years. And it's really been only in the last 5 years or 10 years that most positions have been created. So I think there's an opportunity to look at the steps forward by really seeing where Miami is and what the next steps forward should be without being limited to a specific model. So listening to students, listening to faculty, listening to staff, listening to alumni and to community members, and hearing not only, you know, I've had the opportunity to read various documents, but to really understand what the lived experience is like. So beyond numbers, to understand what those experiences are like and understand what we can do collaboratively to move forward.
you have experience in large cities like Louisville and Lexington. You're leaving a position at the University of Kentucky in Lexington. You earned a bachelor's degree at the University of Louisville. You also earned your master's and doctorate at Indiana University in Bloomington. Oxford, where Miami University is a very fine college town, but it's also part of a rural part of our region. I'm wondering if there's any significance to the work that you'll be doing on campus to the broader community.
Sure. I think connecting to the broader community wherever we are is critical. So I'll also add that I'm originally from Lima, Peru, which is a very large city as well. However, I've also lived in smaller places in Georgetown, Texas. And so I think wherever we are, we're part of a community, right? However big, however small we are. So connecting to that community is important because every institution has a commitment to be able to be accessible to the broader community, not only to the students there. So I look forward to seeing the Oxford community. I'm actually really excited about living in Oxford and also the broader Cincinnati area to see how we can connect and also what models there are for outside the university for diversity, equity, and inclusion. I know recently, right, the Cincinnati Symphony also hired a chief diversity officer. I know several other institutions there have done the same. So I'm interested in those conversations as well, because I think it's critical to connect nationally, of course, but also locally and regionally.
I'm looking at some statistics about Miami University's student population and their racial makeup. And from the fall of 2010 to the fall of 2018, undergraduates of color increased a bit from 12% of the student body population to 14.7%. But you still have a pretty overwhelmingly white campus there. How do you go about engaging more white people, I guess, in the importance of the work you intend to do in Oxford?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I think, you know, Miami, like many other institutions, it's a predominantly white institution. And so that is the context we look at. And in engaging people, we have to take a multi-pronged approach. So how do we engage people? How do we have more students not only come, but also stay, and more faculty and staff come and stay for the long term? That takes a lot of different approaches. So, you know, being an advocate, being an ally is important, being an accomplice is important. So rather than, you know, one thing I would say is more than having one-time trainings, which we have done nationally quite a bit and within universities, having a long-term sustainable approach to educational opportunities that really center diversity, equity, and inclusion. So focusing on curriculum, which Miami's already doing, you know, focusing on faculty mentorship, focusing on how to stand up to microaggressions for accomplices and allies and for people of color, focusing on different areas that really gives us the skills, not because we went to one or two workshops, but because this is part of what we do every day, is really critical. And, you know, as a researcher, I also really believe in looking at, you mentioned statistics and data, looking at data and seeing that as a motivation to move forward. We can also look right at the percentages of population in society at large. So you mentioned some statistics, you know, in the U.S., we have a very large African-American, Black population, Latinx population, Asian population, Native American population. So it's critical that as a society and as an institution within our society, we really reflect those numbers to be truly inclusive. So engaging at every level with faculty and with undergraduate, but also graduate students and staff to see the ways forward would be important. But again, you know, I think it is important to also not be limited to a specific model so that I can see and we can see what the experiences have been specifically at Miami, what the experiences of students of color, and within that more specifically, what have the experiences of Black students been like? What have the experiences of Latinx students been like? We need to ask and name specific identities to then be able to really build sustainable initiatives to support recruitment and retention and feelings of belonging backed by resources.
We're talking with Dr. Christina Alcalde, the incoming Miami University Vice President of Institutional Diversity and Inclusion. I'm wondering, Christina, if you've noticed what seems to be pushback against the way that we've been trying to talk more about race and equity, and you're you're clearly seeing the numerous pieces of legislation emerging all across the country, including in Ohio and Kentucky, related to critical race theory, for example. Do you see any obstacles ahead in trying to continue this conversation?
I think, one thing is that we have to, it's never on one person or one group. So it's important that the institution be fully committed and invested. So that's going to help with whatever obstacles we face. But absolutely, there have been obstacles. That's not new. And there will continue to be obstacles under different names. So I think, teaching the history to critical race, or, teaching the history of the country and the experiences of people necessitates that we talk about racism and race and other forms of oppression, right? That we talk about all different forms of oppression, and that's not going to change. So having really working across units to collaborate with different people, not only within the university and out, but outside, is really critical to this work, and seeing how we're each invested in it. I think, as a faculty member, people may be invested in a different way as a student or as a staff member or alumni, but we're all invested in this. We all want a university, and specifically Miami in this case, to really reflect its mission and its vision. And the only way to do that is to be able to be more inclusive, to be more diverse. So I often go back to the mission and vision of the university, and diversity, equity, and inclusion is central to that. So it's work that we must do, not only ethically because of where we are, who we are, but also because that is the fundamental identity of the university.
Let me ask you this, Christina, in our last minute together, and that may not be enough time for you to fully answer, but when you think about success in this role, what do you see?
I see collaboration. I see working together to really move forward in a way that really feels inclusive and diverse. So I see a lot of uncomfortable discussions and conversations. I see a lot of disruption. Success means change. Success means transformation in many ways, and support of what's already there. So I see a lot of conversations moving forward to really understand the best ways forward for diversity and inclusion. But, you mentioned demographics and numbers earlier. That's one way. But really the qualitative, the experience of belonging and feeling that you really are welcome, not only welcome, but that your full participation is critical to the institution, that's success. So being able to have that for every stakeholder, that's what success would look like beyond and behind the numbers that we would seek.
Dr. Christina Alcalde is the incoming Miami University Vice President of Institutional Diversity and Inclusion. Dr. Alcalde, thank you so much for the time you gave us today, and welcome to our part of the Ohio Valley.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.